Keeping Kyiv's biggest dairy factory running isn't easy. When Russia invaded Ukraine and tried to capture the city last year, staff slept on site for weeks to keep production going amid shelling and curfews. Now it's power cuts that are disrupting business.
From 10 o'clock in the morning to 5 in the afternoon, we only have a quarter of our electricity needs and only half in the evening. But we need continuous power for 14 hours to be able to complete one milk production cycle.
To make up for the shortages, the factories had to adapt. Managers have reduced output and staff now pack in the day and process the milk overnight.
Before the war, all the machines in this factory would have been running 24 hours a day. Now, the majority have to be switched on at night when consumption elsewhere in the city is at its lowest.
Repeated Russian attacks on energy facilities in Ukraine are straining the grid and making life even more difficult for people and businesses. The cold winter weather only compounding the problem.
It's not a special operation, it's terrorism. It's genocide of population in Ukraine. It's Russians try to destroy critical infrastructure. They try to let population in Ukraine to live without heating, electricity and water in winter condition, where when outside it's minus 10 degrees Celsius, 20 degrees Celsius.
For many companies, generators provide a lifeline. This craft brewery on the outskirts of the city couldn't operate without one. It pushes up costs, but at least the company's production of beers and soft drinks isn't affected.
I think the key characteristic of Ukrainian people is that we are fighters. When someone fights us, we fight back. And we find the ways to live, to work, and to make our lives better.
Determined and resourceful, the war may be battering Ukraine's economy, but despite the cracks and the challenges, some businesses are finding ways to stay afloat. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.